from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street is John Taylor. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Well, it's a happy Friday. Yesterday, the market eked out a small gain. It was down the first 3 days of the week, but the Dow was up 27 points yesterday. It's down about 30 points this morning. If it closes there, it'll be the worst week in 4 or 5 weeks. It's only down about 1% for the week, so we won't worry about that. But let's talk about one of our favorite companies here in our listing area, and that's Arkansas Best. They have released numbers this morning for the second quarter. The good news is revenue was up substantially, 13% over the same second quarter of last year. Revenue was $576.9 million, and they did make a profit this quarter, about $4.9 billion. That's a penny per share less than the experts on Wall Street were expecting, and less than last year. For the first 6 months of the year, they have a net loss of about $8.5 million on revenue of $1.1 billion for the first 6 months. Now, the company points out a number of notable things that were accomplished in the second quarter, the most important one being ratification of their new labor contract with the Teamsters. There are certain provisions of that that are still will be voted on, and I think those votes are going to be counted on the 28th of August, if I remember correctly. One of the other things the company pointed out was that they, for the non-union employees who've had a defined benefit pension plan all these years, they froze that plan. They didn't terminate it, but froze it as of June the 30th. As a result of that, certain entries were made in the to the company's balance sheet, reduced their liabilities on pension liabilities by about $46 million, increased stockholders' equity by about $28 million. That will save them some money going forward. One of the other things the company pointed out, they've been trying to focus for a number of years on increasing the non-asset-based side of their business. Like, for example, they bought Panther Logistics last year. They pointed out that all those segments generated operating income in the first half of 2013. And collectively, those non-asset-based businesses now comprise 23% of the company's total revenue. And, of course, those non-asset-based businesses are also non-union. Well, the saga continues, the soap opera that is at JCPenney. For those of you that used to be or maybe still are JCPenney shoppers, you know what's been going on for quite some time, and that is, of course, the year or so ago, a couple years ago, JCPenney hired Ron Johnson, the expert, genius marketing guy from Apple, who was the guy that invented the Apple retail stores, came in, took over JCPenney, and basically wrecked it. Over the last year, for example, Penny amassed $1 billion in losses. They lost 25% of their revenue. And then, of course, they forced him out. They brought back in the guy that Mr. Johnson replaced, a guy named Ullman. He's been the acting CEO. Well, now the company's largest shareholder is Bill Ackman, who runs the hedge fund, has written a letter to the board demanding that they accelerate their search for a new a new CEO, and everyone has gotten into the fray. Even Howard Schultz, who's the founder and CEO of Starbucks, has come out and said he's publicly disgusted by Mr. Ackman's actions, defended Mr. Ullman, who's the acting CEO who came back after he was ousted. Yeah, it gets confusing. But the bottom line, the problems continue with JCPenney. Who knows whether they'll be able to get back on track or not, but it does appear that this discord is causing problems in this very important back-to-school shopping season, and you're probably aware of the fact that retailers say that this is the second most important part of the retail year, second only, of course, to Christmas. By the way, next week we get numbers from Walmart. We'll see what they had to say about what their quarter looked like.
John, thank you for the report, and you've given us some things to think about. Thanks.
Take care, Bill.
All right. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach. Some updates on our friends at ABF. Appreciate that. I mentioned how he localizes things. Well, he can localize things to your particular situation. If you'd like to visit with him, he's at 820 South 21st Street. It's Stern, Agee, and Leach right here in Fort Smith. You can call him at 479-782-2527 or email John Taylor at johntaylor@sternagee.com.